comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here for one day in Pennsylvania, and I'm going back to Spain.
Madrid.
And I'm here with fucking Cleveland.
Fucking A, right.
Bianco.
AK Walrus.
Veronica. Novak. Red Mohawk. Jeff. Alex. Fucking Loftus. Who else is here? Adam.
Bloatus.
I just met you.
Amanda.
Amanda from Amanda. The CKY merch tour.
Okay, and then... And then CIG and Lawrence.
There's a lot of people here, yeah.
There is.
Everybody's been on tour or in jail or.
I've been
tour.
Away. Yeah, Novak goes to jail every once a week for the next 6 months.
I've been out of jail for approximately.
It's
I got
like
out of
four
six.
Hours.
What time is it now? It is. What time do you. Who has a phone? What time is it?
You've been out for two and a half hours.
You just got out, you idiot.
No. Oh, it was today?
Yeah, I just got out
That's
two and a half
from.
Hours ago. That's where that
How was it?
It was horrible. Let me tell you what I did. And I don't care if the guards hear it, even though they're fans.
Oh, be careful.
No.
Be careful.
All right, you're right.
Be.
Somehow, careful. Someone gave me 15 bar Xanax. And they gave me 8 Percocet 30s. And this was an inmate, and he was a fan. So he gave them to me. So I'm sniffing some of them so I could just sleep the weekend away. And this guy walks past, he's like, yo, you got any more? And I'm like, no, so I get paranoid. So I take them in a thin little bag, shove them up my asshole, literally in my asshole, to get it out. I have to shit and then go through my shit to get them. I do that. The bag was so fucking thin that they all dissolved in my ass. So I was in withdrawal from Saturday till the day I got out.
It was, you get high through your
That
asshole?
Was one day.
Yeah, one day of withdrawal is not fun, idiot. Who said that?
You're the idiot who did it.
Well,
can you get high through your asshole?
Obviously not.
Yes.
Ask Stevie Nicks.
Ask Novak. He drank a fucking whole bottle of Grey Goose.
We have footage of that. Remember that?
You made me
get up against the wall, and you poured a whole thing of vodka in my asshole, and I felt nothing. I just saw footage of that a week ago. You thought it was hilarious. It burned like hell. I had four people hold me up against the wall, spreading my ass apart.
I made him put his hand on the ground and stand up. Stand up and vertically, and I poured fucking vodka
a whole
in his
bottle.
Ass just to see if he could get drunk, and the answer was no, he didn't get drunk.
So it's all bullshit. Stevie Nicks just wasted coke by doing that. She's a fucking idiot. If she was here, I'd tell her. Stevie Nicks, just shove it up your nose or put in a needle and put in your arm,
fucking moron. Booty bumping, that's what they call it.
Dude, I just got back from, like, the craziest Europe trip ever.
What'd you do? Did you get pussy?
Javier.
Did I get pussy? I flew Bianca out from Australia.
Where'd you come at?
Where'd I come at? Everywhere.
Hot.
Where was the best place you came?
Ask her. She's on the microphone.
Bianca, where's the best place you came on you at to turn you
Where
on?
Where your fucking Faye?
Let her answer. You told me to ask her to answer. And
Silence!
Who said that?
Louis,
I'm asking you a question. Why would you tell me silence?
Let her answer.
Exactly. So shut the fuck up.
All right, go.
Now,
all right, start
when he was coming on you, what turns you on the most? Where did the cum land that made
good
you
question.
Say, oh, I'm so hot right now. Like, I just
That's
want
a good question.
To sleep with the cum wherever it landed. Where did the cum land that turned you on the most?
The most? Probably... I liked it on top of my pussy and slept on it. It was good.
God
I liked
damn,
it.
That sounds hot. You're fucking awesome.
On top of it.
Dude, I won't lie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fucking... That's
She's
really
from Brisbane.
Awesome.
Dude, Bianca, that sounded hot.
I didn't hear the last part. On top and then what?
Can you say it over?
Just say it again. Say
on top of my pussy... And sleep with it on there.
On top of what?
Yeah. Dude, I've been
My
with,
pussy.
I've been with this little minger.
Man, dude.
Whenever we travel, we share beds because we're best friends and we like to always be around each other because it's good entertainment. He'll literally, we'll set a divider up in our hotel room, so we jerk off the same porn, but we use like a coffee table so we can't watch each other.
See, we take the bed, if there's a double bed, we take one big bed and we put it up in a wall, like, so it's vertical.
A divider.
So I can't see him jerk off, and he can't see me jerk off, but we're looking at the same television set as
off.
A porno, and we both jerk off to
and
the
this
same
little
porno.
Minger jerks off, and what is he like? I jerk off on the floor. He jerks off on the bed and just rolls around in it all night, like lotion, like it's lotion. He is the dirtiest of dirt you could find.
Well, it's the moisturizer.
But he's a great stand-up guy, if that means anything.
He's a great stand-up guy.
If that means
guy.
Anything. Last time I checked, you're the one who's in jail for the next 6 months every weekend.
I'm making free.
Not to mention, you have to take piss tests, and you're going to fucking fail horribly.
Novak, what was your sentence? The last you left Radio Bam listeners, we were worried about 3 to 30 months?
Yeah, I do 30 weekends in jail and 6 months of house arrest. And Bam demands I do 6 months house arrest here. And now my lawyer said, he's like, dude, they've tricked you. They've tricked my clients and said, okay, a week before Thanksgiving, they come check his house. Said, I'm going to be gone out of state for 3 weeks, so I'll call you when I get back. She stops in the day of Thanksgiving. His shit face loaded, violated, right back to jail. So I know, like, I'm good. Like, I'm good.
So and you're going to do house arrest at Bam's house? That means you have to...
Fuck no. He demands I do it, but I will never do it.
Don't you have to have a permanent place of residence?
Yeah, Apples.
Think the way to go, if you have house arrest, it should be at my house,
Somewhere, not awesome. Some
fucking apartment.
Your house is a party house.
I have 14 goddamn fucking acres. You could ride four-wheelers
and golf. What
is
house arrest?
And skateboard.
What's
you can
that?
Do whatever you want.
What exactly is house arrest?
House arrest is if I have a job. I have
like telling the DuPonts from Delaware that they have house arrest.
Yeah, well, the DuPonts are billionaires.
Drive a tank in the backyard.
Yeah,
exactly.
So house arrest, when I meet my probation officer, they'll give me the guidelines of when and when I can't work. So
the guidelines?
Yeah, there's
the guidelines.
When you're involved
that
in...
That sounds pretty gay.
Are these guidelines?
Guyliner.
Louis, I'm going to shove that guideline down your stomach like your front tooth, you faggot.
Right,
you better shut
belly?
Up. You're really pissing me off.
Louis pulling his shirt up, showing everybody.
I know. No one cares. You don't get pussy.
V.
Oh, okay.
Where's your pussy at tonight?
Everywhere.
Where?
Not on your dick.
I see you sitting next to two dudes. Where are you?
Two dudes? I'm sitting next to Amanda.
Oh, so you're going to fuck her?
No.
That exactly. Is point proven, faggot.
Yeah, but he is sitting next to a girl last time I checked.
Did he fuck
are
her?
Are you sitting next to a girl?
She'll be here in 5 minutes, and I'll fuck
everyone. Well, I'm going to count down the minutes.
We're gonna have a foursome tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I call Creepy.
Well, that's
you, are you up to, she said enough alcohol, she's game.
I call Creepy Jerk.
Oh, my God.
And my girl, you'll like her. She's fine
no.
as wine. Trust me. As Bam.
No.
Bam, is she not fine as wine?
Who?
Apple.
Big time.
All right. So enough.
I'm not into blondes though.
She's got a great butt.
But she is hot.
You told me if the case.
I think she has a nice ass, but all in all, I like brunettes.
Yeah. I'd move into her ass, man.
Pretty
that's
obvious.
How hot it is.
You already did move into her ass.
I'd set a sofa up, a TV. Dude, that's how fat her ass is.
Novak, today was your first day in jail?
Yeah.
Well, second day.
Second day? When you walked in?
I did 3 days.
What was that like when you walked in there? Like
they annoyed the shit out of me.
Do you have your own room?
Well,
a room.
No, it's...
Cell.
It's not cells. It's like a dorm room. So there's two beds in each little thing. So I can lift my head up and see what my next two cellies are doing. But it's so annoying because they know who I am. So every 10 minutes they come to me.
They knew you were coming and everything?
Yeah. The sergeant came down. He's like, was everything okay? Did you get enough food? Were you good?
No shit.
And they all get pissed at that. You know what I mean? The other inmates
are pissed. What about my uncle being there?
Oh, and then, you know what? For
is Pat
one,
there?
No. Pat has spent half
Pat's
his life there.
Celebrity
Pat
there.
Is a living legend there. The first words out of it was, "How is Pat?" And that's the third time I've been there. And for once in my life, normally I shoot to be like this scumbag, but. For the next 30 days,
Bam, right?
Yeah, the next 30 days, I want to be just like Pat, dude, because they fucking suck his dick and cum. They swallow cum.
Oh,
they
really?
Dude, it's absurd.
I don't know. I mean, that's what you want out of jail.
And he's got a fucking tattoo of a snail smoking weed, like
Slug Cigarro.
Snail.
They love him, dude. They, I mean, they, dude, they...
Because he's there so much.
I know.
Who are your cellies?
There's like 60 of them.
Who are your cellies?
Did you make Tuna Buna?
Let me hear your friends.
Sully Erna from Godsmack.
It was my first weekend.
Tell me your friends that you made.
Because someone gave me something to sleep, so I slept the first 2 days, and I was only up the last day, and I was really annoyed and wanted to leave, so I talked to a couple guys. Do you remember the guy, Bam? It was your birthday. We were sitting outside of Westchester, and he had all kinds of tats.
You're sitting outside of Westchester?
I'm sorry.
That could be anywhere.
Yeah. Outside. He was sitting outside of Kildare's, and he had
now it's Kildare's.
Now he's not listening.
I'm listening.
And he said he was going there.
Those are my glasses.
I know. And he was there. And he knows. I don't know. It's a pointless story. Let's move on.
That's all right. You sound good, though.
Fucking moron.
Man, my phone
was Novak's an idiot.
Bam, how about Cleveland last night?
Fuck Cleveland.
I thought you were in Atlantic City.
Yeah, Cleveland comes to Atlantic City.
Why don't you
City?
Move to Atlantic City, you fat fuck?
Best night of my life.
Well, good.
You were in jail.
You did, didn't you?
If that's the best night of your life, move there.
Cleveland, French, like seven hot girls of my eyes. It could have been 10, but I saw 7.
Now, on a 1 to 10, how hot were they?
I got to get
hot.
Novak, they were hot as fuck. I announced. Bam gives me the mic and he says something.
I could take
that. And I was like, okay, this is our friend Cleveland.
It's what I say. This is what I say. I go, like, what's up, Atlantic City? Like, you know, glad to be here. Like, I'll come and say hi to everybody. But last time I checked, Cleveland wife is a fucking whore. And he's willing to French everybody here. And next thing you know, French. Yeah, so he's
like eighth grade
so
shit.
Who cares? He's making out with 7 hot ass chicks.
When's the time you made out with a bra besides your minging ass
last
wife?
Last night.
10 years. They're back.
I never cheated on Tara.
We end up.
She cheated on you, idiot.
Well, she's a whore.
I agree.
Novak, we end up losing him.
You're like a rug. You just get walked on all day. Moron.
We end up losing.
I made out 10 girls. What did you do? Sat in jail.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Cleveland. I'm trying to make you
Oh, you think you won?
That's
on
a
that
good
crowd?
Retort.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because you have nothing to
just
say.
Like all you said.
Oh, I won't get tons of pussy all night tonight, and if I chose to cheat, I can cheat and still do it.
I'll make $100 bet because I have $10,000 in my pocket.
Okay,
right
you just ripped me off $100, but okay.
I gave you $100.
Ripped in half.
Yeah, I ripped it in half, but you can just tape it back together.
Get some fucking scotch tape.
Okay, so what bet do you want to make?
The bet that I want to make is, if we go out in Westchester tonight and you don't get pussy, right, then you
from
owe me 100.
From Apple.
Fuck Apple.
No, you can always get pussy.
That's where I'm
going
to be living
you
for house arrest.
You have to get pussy from somebody else.
No,
of course
no.
You're going to get pussy from
bet.
Apple.
Because if
you
I don't
date
do that,
her.
Then I live here and then
you
I go to I go to jail for a year to 2 years. No,
oh,
I'm
this
not.
Is this is certified.
So what are you going to bet? How much money do you have to put on that bet?
The $100 that I already gave you.
$100 is not worth 2 years in jail, bub.
So is what you're saying is you're not going to get any pussy?
You think I can? You know I can.
Oh, he can.
Okay, well then do it.
But I'm not gonna because I'm not gonna.
Well, then give me my $100.
We didn't make the bet.
Give me the $100.
We didn't make the bet.
Give me the $100.
We made the bet on the pool game. All right, conversation on.
Either way, Cleveland ended up passing out in the employee parking lot, pissing his pants, and got sent to the fucking hospital.
I'm surprised they didn't harpoon your ass. You're so fat and don't
drink hard alcohol. And there were girls giving
us shots. We had a
full
blown search party.
Cleveland, I haven't seen you in a month, and I was worried sick about you.
Well, thanks for worrying about me, and thanks for getting me a
I was worried sick.
I'm sorry.
I was searching at 6 in the morning all around town at the goddamn Borgata or Harris or something.
I woke up with an IV in my arm in the hospital bed, and I'm like, where the fuck am I?
You're in the hospital from alcohol poisoning.
It felt like a movie. It was insane.
My best friend was worried about you more than I would have been.
Yeah, I know. You're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole.
I just thought you were on
I do everything for you, dick. You wouldn't even care.
So you made out with 8 girls and not one of them touched your dick.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Much.
Did you get any pussy?
Yeah, no,
did you feel pussy? Did
yes.
you get wet pussy juice
Dude,
on your finger?
I did.
Don't lie.
I totally did.
Don't lie.
Yeah, I was fucking. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my hands were in my pockets, Novak. Of course I was grabbing tits.
Was your hands were in your pockets. How'd
no.
you finger a pussy then?
No, I'm saying no. My hands, I'm saying sarcastic.
You're just a straight moron needs to be harpooned.
Listen to this.
God.
It was sarcastic.
You're so
you're
smart, but yet so stupid.
All I was dehydrated.
You're jealous. That's
Novak,
you
Novak, listen to this.
You're eating the same cereal every
Novak,
morning.
Listen.
I got 10 girls.
Listen, you fuckface.
I'm listening.
All I wanted to do was get a sip of water, and I couldn't do it because...
Water, why?
Because I was dehydrated. So when I open up the door, every time I'd open it up, it's fucking Mohawk fucking some girl. And I don't want to ruin his mojo. So I have to keep shutting the door and then open it back up to see if he's finished yet and then shut it. And then open it back up and see if he's finished and then shut it.
Was he fucking...
Finally, after an hour, he's done. I'm like, thank God.
He took her over to the window so he could watch the view.
I grabbed her and threw her against the window of the hotel room because I wanted to see the view while I fucked.
Oh, yeah, babe. I want to check out this view. Let's go over here.
So you were just on a private jet to where with who?
Yeah, I want to hear what Bam's been doing. It's pretty... Yeah. Alright, some crazy
talk
shit.
Talk to us, because I haven't seen you for 2 or 3 weeks. What have you been doing?
Somehow, somewhere.
Big.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah. Alright, you know what? We're playing Die
Out
right
now. Yeah, let's play. We gotta play a song.
Big just showed up. Dude, he's a pagan biker.
Not in a second. What? We're off in a second.
Hold on, we're still rocking and rolling.
Get the fuck out of here!
Track two.
Get the fuck out of here!
Big. Track two. Big time. And I want to sing it too. So shut everybody off except me and Beyonce.
You know every word of this song now.
Yeah, big time.
Are you guys doing karaoke?
Yeah, it's called karaoke.
I know karaoke. Well, I know her sister, Sarah Oki, and Carrie, she's not that nice.
Bigum!
Yeah.
Give Bigum a seat.
Track two, Bam. Shut up, Lou. You're off. Okay.
Yeah, give Bigum a seat.
You really want to sing?
Yeah, fuck yeah. And Bianca too. Okay. Give Bigum a seat.
All right, Die Out Word again.
Veronica.
Hey, Bam, I met two girls from South Africa last night, and Die Out Word is, like, big. Like, but she told me, like, all types of shit's, like, fake, but I don't know. That's what she thinks. She's from South Africa.
Who cares? He's a fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, whatever. But she said they're blowing up, I guess.
Yeah, of course they're blowing up. This song is awesome.
I thought it had something to do with you.
I barely like rap. Well, you know what? I like Lil Wayne and Eminem and all this shit, but whatever. So Radio Bam Series 20 Facts News, Die Antwoord. Big just showed up. Hell to the air.
All right, here we go. Die Antwoord. I'm leaving your mic on, yeah?
Yeah. Me and Bianca. Fuck yeah. Die Antwoord. What? I'm singing, dude. Leave me alone.
I am your butterfly. I need your protection, be my samurai. I am your butterfly. I need your protection, need your protection.
I'm a ninja. Yo, my life is like a video game. My main thing when I'm in the zone. One player, one life in the mark. I'm with a dog.
Go ninja.
No fucking it out, I'm cutting down anyone I'm a boss. Trying to fuck up my game with razor sharp. Little throw starts, yeah, to my flow so I'm lost. Stop! Out of control, ninja scope for the roof. Down! Rough rounds with tough times, red for all course. Scrawl! Till I hit 777 at the 8 p.m. Straight famine feast when you're living on the razor edge. Stay sharp, sharp. Rolling with the S.O.S. High energy, you never seen Zeph so fresh. When we mark, check hard. Death flows flex. Yo, we are the must up, not fucking the press. We not like the rest. My style is UFO. Totally unknown, you can't fuck with my new Zeph flow. I'm hard to miss, you can't do this, you can't do that. You fucking who said so? I do it a lot, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm, a ninja. Game boy, or I'll boost you. Life is tough when I get stuck on my time. It's up, I'll push through till I break on through to the other side. Fantastically poor with patience like a stalker. Ninja is hard core, being cut so deep, feel no pain is not sore. Don't ask for cuckoo, you get what you ask for. I'm like a wild animal in the corner, waiting for the break of dawn, trying to get through the knot. Just a man with the will to survive. My blade swing free, decapitate a hater with amazing ease. This is not a game, boy, don't play with me. I work my mark, saber like a wild fucking savage from the dark side. Danger, yin through the yang. Totally hot tech ninjas, motherfucking big in Japan. I seen the future, but I've never got nothing in my hand.
accept the microphone, big dreams, and a plan. Fly, four king, sky walking like a ninja. This is Luck, the coolest song I ever heard in my whole life. Fuck all of you who said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a fucking sucker. But look at me now, all up in the internet. Worldwide, 2009, Future Esther, Enter the Ninja, Yo Landy Fusser, DJ Hot Tech, you fucking Artwood, it's my name, I'm a ninja.
Motherfucker, yeah, dude, that's the best song of the year. It really is.
Big time.
Listen to it eight times a day. Radio Bam Series 20 Faction. Oh, Chad muffed that up.
Come on, dude.
Radio Bam Series 20
Chad. Yeah.
Bam, dude, you have to get them back out here.
Who, Die Outward?
Yeah.
I never got him here in the first place.
Well, no, I'd say we need... Dude, I found Christopher Shy in 10 minutes. I'll find Die Outward in 5.
Well, I just met him a few days ago in Los Angeles.
They need to
no, Die Outward. No, he's talking about Christopher Shy, this dude who paints. I like his paintings, so I bought a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Well, Jackass just made like $150 million.
And you're so bummed about it.
Yeah. Some asshole asked me, so like, Jackass made $150 million. Like, how do you feel about that? And I'm like, oh, I'm really super bummed about it. Yeah. I'm really fucking bummed out about it. Yeah. Like, really? Why? Like, it just sucks. Like, like what? Yeah. Like, you're an idiot. Like, right. Of course
that's
I'm
a good
excited.
Question.
It was TMZ, wasn't it? That's what you said.
It could have been. I don't know. Yeah, it was. Yeah. You're right.
Wow.
Either way,
up.
Shut up, Cleveland.
Right.
Put my input in.
I'm just glad that I met this fucking billionaire who owns Air Europa named Javier Hidalgo. Who's that now?
Go ahead, no, tell your story. It's just funny. No, tell your story.
Dude, this dude, I'm staying at his fucking mansion. Like, it's such a mansion that I can't even explain. He has a fucking hair salon in there. He has a spa. He has a massage lady. He has an indoor pool, an outdoor pool. He has like a fucking... Anything you could think of, it's like the coolest place I've ever seen. If I ever need to go anywhere, he would just have like a private fucking like Maybach.
Who is it?
His name is Javier Hidalgo. You can look him up on the internet.
I know him. I don't know. But Jess said it was Richard Branson.
It's
his buddy.
What?
It's the easiest way to explain who he is.
Oh, exactly. Like Richard Branson. Yeah.
This is big.
Big guy.
This is Bianca.
Put Big on.
What's up?
Big's got the fucking mic. Hey, good. Cleveland.
Put Big back on.
Cleveland's holding it to his lips. Here.
Hold on. Put Big on. And then Novak, come over here.
Hey,
man. Yo. I will.
What's up, yo? I miss you, my brother.
I've been away.
I got a 5-bedroom barn. Where do you see my house? Hey, I'm keeping up with the Majeras. I see my house, dude.
Apple.
Tell
Apple.
What's up, brother? I miss you, man.
Everything.
How you been? Look at this shit. What's up?
Me?
Get a nose ring.
Huh, nose ring?
Like a shotgun or something?
No. Well, Nova, I mean, Knoxville punched me in the fucking face in Ireland. Yeah, in Ireland, me and Knoxville got into a real chat. Yeah. Like, we got into a real fist fight.
For real?
Yeah.
A real one over something serious?
What was it over?
Because Spike Jones broke a glass over Jeff Tremaine's head, and the glass remnants landed on his wife. Mm. And nobody yelled at him. Nobody said anything. And I go, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm like...
You said on the spike?
Yeah, I said, fuck all this shit. If I would have done that and it would have landed on Jeff Tremaine's wife and the remnants of the glass would have landed on her, they would have yelled at me and then sent me home. But because it's Spike Jones, they don't yell at him and he gets away with it. And I'm like, that's fucking bullshit. So I look at Knoxville, I go, you're a fucking pussy because you can't even say that's fucked up. So,
but he did bag at
it. So what does Knoxville do? He punches me right in my nose.
That's bullshit.
And it bled for 2 days straight. Bianca would know. I'd wake up with a pool of blood.
Are you on better terms?
Were you laughing about it? Were you like pissed?
No, laughing about it. Yeah, right. It hurt like fuck. I thought I broke it.
Why did Spike Jones
bleeding like crazy? It's hectic.
Wow. Why did Spike Jones break the glass in the first place?
Because like we got like funny drunk and he decided to do that. But if I would have done that, I would have been in big fat trouble. But because of Spike Jones, he like nobody yells at him. I would have got a I would have had Paramount sit me down, tell me that I can't do that here. And then they would have said,
"That's
you're
pretty stand up of you, baby." That's a dangerous move.
Yeah, well, I told Knoxville, I was like, "You're a pussy for not saying anything," and then he punched me right in my fucking nose.
What did Spike Jones
and it bled all over the bed for fucking 2 to 3 days straight.
What Spike Jones?
You saw me wake up with it.
Dude, crazy.
Yo, you're gonna be like an outlaw biker here soon, huh? Yeah, that's the way we roll.
What does Spike Jones officially do?
Are you kidding?
What does Spike Jones do?
Yeah, okay, big.
Pretty much everything awesome.
I'm on radio,
like what? Like, give me an example.
Spike's a video director, movie director.
Yeah, he does.
It's just an art concept, dude. He's just been respected forever.
Who is that?
That's got to be Edgar.
Probably fucking Sea Otter. I don't have anything on
Sea Otter, if you fuck
your
that up.
On.
Your weight's on. That's true.
Ab out. Come here, babe.
It's all the metal in my leg. It's giving static and shit, huh?
Come here. Put that on my lap.
Am I like on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
You're on fucking
VHS. Get out, really?
You're
right
on
now,
VHS
yeah.
VHS right now, dude.
Far out, man. That's the first time. Big
you're on VHS.
Big
now. Celebrities who went to shit.
Now they can find you.
No. I'm from an outlaw motorcycle club that, like, we can't name on the radio, but I'll to all my fans.
Can I name it?
No, just shut up.
Hey, how was jail? How's your ass?
Who's there? Oh, because he's in jail? How's your ass?
Yeah, were you a butt pirate in jail? Did you pick up soap? What? Come on.
Whose pocket are you holding?
Are you anybody bitching? Is your bitch in jail or what?
Actually, I signed a lot of autographs and then I was sitting not even trying to be cool. They would they'd wake me up to do that.
Bam, you got your own room at my house.
What? Do I have my own room?
Yeah, yours like in a shed out back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, by the koi pond. I have a koi fish pond.
I'll just share Bam's room.
You're not sharing my room.
We always
You're not
do.
Invited. You're not. Don't you know that I told Booth that you're not allowed in my room?
You can share his
broom. I don't even go share his room.
You take all my jackets, dude.
Oh, yeah, you jealous of this shirt? I get my own packages now.
Yeah, I am jealous of that shirt. You know what? I'm fucking having it.
I'll give it to you. Because you've given me so much stuff.
I really want it.
And this is my favorite shirt, but all I ask for is a shirt in return.
Out of
with
all the
hood
shit that I've given
with
you,
with a hood on it,
I want that.
Okay. But fine. I just want a shirt with a hood on it.
Fine.
Can you do that?
Deal.
I'll give it to you too.
Fine.
Right
you
after
give
the
me
show.
That. All right, right after the show. Right. Yeah. You give me that.
Because he's tired of wearing stripes.
Bam has given me so much.
Well, I've been wearing this goddamn
honestly,
hood.
Bam has given me so much shit over the years.
For way too long.
I got
honestly, the box they sent me, I deserve to give him the whole box, but I can't because then I'll be clotheless. But what I am doing good about it, because I need all the help I can get, I'm taking all my old clothes to the Salvation Army for
aww.
People who actually need clothes.
Who would want
that is so
you
nice.
Me? All that stain stuff in
who
your
would
clothes?
Want your you're, shit, you're fucking Bigums?
It's Biggins.
Well, I prefer Bigums.
He always says Bigums. It's fucking Biggins.
No one's going to fit
dude,
your
the problem with
shit.
The radio is me. Hold on. Let me fix it. Hold on. Everybody chill.
No, no, no. That's Big's mic.
Oh, it's Big's mic?
Yeah, yeah, it should be all right now. All
right. Well, his name is Bigum.
All right, Apple.
Not Bigum.
Apple.
All right.
Did you miss take that? I was gone?
You did, yeah.
Track two, dude.
Yo, yo, Apple. How do you like dating a convict?
She knew what she signed up for.
Yo, yo, they get out of jail like you get like prison sex.
Look how pretty Apple's hair is. Would you go to the salon today?
No, actually.
Listen, you went to the salon today.
No.
You went to the goddamn salon.
Yeah, Apple.
When you didn't work the whole time.
When I, when
you
I
didn't get out of being at all.
When I got out of jail, my girlfriend went like a water rocket.
That was the most turned on thing I've ever heard in my life.
Dude, you got, yo, you got like neat tattoos and stuff, man.
Thank you.
I got a new one. I'll show you. Hold on.
Bam, what are we listening to?
Oh, Lil Wayne, big time.
Oh, yeah.
You know
Lil
why?
Wayne, then Pete Doherty.
This is what I have to say. I read an interview with Lil Wayne. Tell they me. Said if you could meet anybody ever, he said
don't
probably
say
that
your
name. It was in Nylon magazine. It said probably that dude that. Bam because it looks like you don't give a fuck. I want to meet him,
dude. I'll suck.
And I was after that. I was like, let's play Lil Wayne right now.
I'll
track
suck
two.
Your dick and make you come.
If here we go.
Come with you.
Yo,
you would do it anyway.
Yo, no. You're a prison guy.
Because you're a homo.
All the time now.
What about
you're
Akon?
A homo who fucks girls.
Akon's first, Lil Wayne, and then Jay-Z. No, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne are.
You stay
second
on the other side of the room. You stay away from me,
dude. I have a hot ass girlfriend.
He'll
I'm
suck and
gay.
Fucking swallow it down, dude.
Ew.
Yo, hey, Bigums.
Novak's
Bigums, you should know this.
He sucked Louis' dick
Bam.
For a watch.
That I won back.
Yeah, there's a price tag to everything, apparently, to Novak.
He sucked Louis' dick
to, the movies,
to give away a watch.
The first time I've been to the movies in a long time, I saw Jackass 3 off the hook, dude.
What you think of my part?
Yeah, yo. And people call 1%ers crazy. You guys got nothing. I got jackets for all you guys, man. No shit.
You got a jacket for me? You have a jacket for me?
The honorary Pagans.
What about for Novak?
You have a Pagans jacket for me?
No. You're the one. We're going to have you raped in jail.
All right, fuck Novak. Honestly. This is Radio Bam Shoes 28 Facts and Lil Wayne. Fuck yeah.
You know
oh, what else?
All right, turn it up. Let's rock out since Bigans is fucked up.
Lego. Okay, bitch, I'm me, American gangster. Weezy F baby, born in a manger. Trouble is my friend, I ain't far in the danger. Clip full of wings, turn you boys into angels. Shoot you in your halo, shoot you like Halo. New Orleans, A-hole, Frio, Fuego. All about my bread like bagels. They know I'm raw like Quelos, ball like gay hoes. So strong, it's like I twist tornadoes. Spit like nines, 4/5 and 3/8. Niggas want problems where I am problematic. It's back to picking cotton, cause you niggas cotton candy. I'm a east side Damu, deep water Shamu. Shoot you from your head to your shoulders. Shampoo, cushion of bamboo. Pussy in the bedroom. Pass that bitch down like a heirloom. Tunk it. Hold up. Hold up. Hola. Hola. Man, we hustle till nightfall. Party till sunlight. Guns in the boxes. Don't make this a gunfight. Fucking mother niggas. Fucking niggas, bitches. Been a drill shit. Trick a finger at you, man. We hustle till nightfall. Party till sunlight. Guns in the boxes. Don't make this a gunfight. Fucking mother niggas. Fucking niggas, bitches. Been a drill shit. Trick a finger at you.
Streets, I rep that East. Give me the beef, I put the beef in the grease. Cushion the sweets, your bitch in the sheets. I fuck that bitch, mission complete. Real nigga talk, gangsta conversation. I'm a real nigga, don't fuck with imitations. Young money nigga, ain't no limitations. I don't play games, nigga simulation. Which one of y'all niggas say you bought it? It's a fucked up world, T Streets take you out of it. That's word to the Glock. Glock in the sock, loose lips, fake shirts. Better stop at the dog, hola.
Married to the money, you welcome to the reception. And she came with problems, fuck it, that's my stepsons. Sleeping in the Maybach, wake me when the jet come. And I keep the toast, turn your ass to breadcrumbs. Based on a true story, million flows, they ain't even two stories. Sleeping on the edge, I hope I don't toss and turn. Shoot down the early bird, and that's how I get
with the worm, yeah. Real nigga university, alumni. Just check my watch and that bitch says sometimes. She say when I'm in her, it feel like I'm soul searching. And they say money talks, well it's my spokesperson. Grab a star from the sunroof. I fuck in her dreams and make her come true. Yeah, young money in the power. Send my bees at you like a motherfucking flower. Hold up, hold up. Hold up, wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up, man. We hustle till nightfall. Party till sunlight. Guns in the boxes. Don't make this a gunfight. Fucking mother niggas. Fucking niggas, bitches. Been a drill shit. Trick a finger in jam. We hustle till nightfall. Party till sunlight. Guns in the boxes. Don't make this a gunfight. Fucking mother niggas. Fucking niggas, bitches. Been a drill shit. Trick a finger in jam.
We're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
And we're back. And Novak's talking shit. And my hat's back on. And I can't hear. And you just relax.
So, Novak, tell us about prison. Did we?
Yeah.
I was here.
Why don't we talk to you about prison?
No. Thanks, dude.
Why not? Nobody knows who Big is. You can't look up your last name if your name is Big.
Where do you see my house, dude? I'm telling you, it's off the hook.
Listen.
I'm having a Christmas party. You
tell me the gnarliest. Okay, I'm sitting here with a pagan biker right now, and I want to hear the gnarliest story you got.
He's a real pagan. He's got a 1%er.
And
he's got
you don't even know. You don't even know his real name. His name is Big, so but you'll never
can
be able to find him.
Listen, the toy run Sunday. Did you guys hear about the toy run?
Let him talk.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys hear about the toy run in Philadelphia?
I knew that.
We had 80,000 motorcycles down there. We were hooked up with the Outlaws.
Okay.
It was a pagan and an outlaw. We been at the fences with them guys, and like we had big support for Children's Hospital. It was off the hook, though, man. It was crazy. And we went to the Oasis and rocked that place. Totally
which makes out. Bikers look really good.
Yeah,
my dad
was outstanding.
Now
the Oasis was a
even
good part.
It was a piece of shit. But can
it was
I ask you
it was
a question?
Going wild.
Oh, wait a minute. You might like this. Her dad is he's not a pagan biker, but
he's
what
a
is he?
He's in,
no, the Rebels.
He's in the Rebels? He's a 1%.
But she's from Australia, so
yeah,
like,
make sure
different.
You tell your dad that you met a pagan, because he'll know exactly who I am.
Well, he's covered in tattoos, and he lost his leg from
a
motorcycle.
Yeah, motorcycle accident. That was like me, man.
Now he has a peg leg.
Bigums.
Does he still ride?
Yeah, he still rides. You don't
oh,
give a shit.
Does he?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, that's just with me, man. I rode here.
Yeah. Still with me on the back and rides like a lunatic. It's
I had
scary.
My daughter today. I picked her up in Newtown Square. I made it to Lansdale. 20 minutes. Boom. Right up.
But
110 the whole way up the Blue Ridge.
I think it's funny that, like, her dad is covered in tattoos, and she has a tattoo on her neck and on her face, and, like, he still's like, you're getting tattoos on your face? Like, oh, yeah. It's like,
yo, dude.
You're going to regret that. It's like, well, you have them. Like,
yeah, my daughter just got her first.
Like,
my
dad, you have the same fucking tattoos on your face. So how am I going to
regret
it? Yeah,
but dad has hell shitty ones like stars and a flaming comet. Like,
you
want to
talk about shitty tattoos? Take a look at my body.
speaking of, but we're talking about faces.
Bigums, can I
ask
you,
got a shitty
can
face.
I ask you a question? And this is just a rumor.
What?
I don't know if it's true. But do you know where the new Hey Harp fucking fat ass? What's that new pizza place called? Newtown Pizza?
Saucy Pizza.
No, what's it called? Newtown New
New Haven Pizza.
From? Right across from the courthouse.
New Haven Pizza.
Okay. Well, apparently right next door to it is an old firehouse, right? And now this is just a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. And
where in Westchester?
And it could be totally false.
This better be good,
Novak. It really is. It's very important. And only pagans, and I think I don't know if you're in the pagans.
You're
or
talking
not,
about the Moose Bar.
But only...
You know the Moose Club, Moose Lodge.
If this is true, like I said...
No, he's talking up the alleyway there. You mean the Eagles Club?
No, not the Eagles.
No. It's called Moose Bar.
It's directly across from the... It's an old firehouse. It's directly across from the courthouse.
What's your point, dickhead?
I'm going to ask him in a second, but I want to make sure I say it clearly so he doesn't get in trouble before I ask him.
Get to the fucking point, you fucking idiot.
Now, I hear that only pagans are allowed in there. And a lot of...
I've been in there. Am I a pagan, you fucking idiot?
Is that true or not?
That's false, dude.
Okay, that's all I need to ask.
We let you
Great story, dumbass. Go back to jail.
Are you going to jail next weekend?
Yeah.
Del County?
Yeah.
Can't wait till you go back to jail.
Where do you meet Bubba?
He's going to get the cockney
Of course your fault. You're talking about everything stupid.
They might.
You were married to your wife for 10 years and she cheated on you for fucking 8.
Who's that?
You're
Cleveland?
Stupid.
Is that No Pussy Cleveland? Cleveland, you got any pussy?
You're stupid.
Oh, No Pussy Cleveland has something to say?
Yeah, what do you have to say, Cleveland? Come over here.
No Pussy Cleveland?
Yeah, he got pussy because
Can I say
he
that?
Felt sorry for his fat ass.
No Pussy Cleveland.
If they had a harpoon, they would harpoon you. Do you have a retort?
I lost 30 pounds. That's not a retort.
What?
I lost 30 pounds. And man's noticed it.
He did.
You say you can't see it?
I've been away for a month and Cleveland. Dude, Cleveland.
Yo, Cleveland.
I'm impressed. Like,
thank you. Thank you, man. Like, fuck you, Novak.
Like,
seriously.
You look way better, dude.
Did he really? Because it looked like his stomach frowned.
No. I'm telling you, he lost a lot of weight.
He's sitting there with a piece of pizza in his hand.
I've lost 30 pounds total.
It don't matter. He used to be like way bigger.
Is this the new you?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to steal it from you. How about that?
Yeah.
Yo, younger's better, I told you. Dude,
I heard one night.
I need a
cigarette. My daughter had a party at my house.
Yeah.
My daughter had a party at her house and had all these girls over from school. I had to go upstairs and lock myself in a room. I felt like a pedophile.
How old's your daughter?
Jesus Christ, 16. Jeez. I mean, all these hotties came over. I was like, oh my God, I got to go upstairs.
If I didn't have a girlfriend, would you let me fuck her?
It's the hormones
of
the chicken.
16. I'm saying if I didn't have a woman that I plan on marrying.
You, stick from
you say I'm the dumbest shit to the biggest dude.
Well, that's what
maybe
I do.
You should.
Yeah, right.
It might be a good radio show if you
dude,
do.
Dude, I'm going to marry this girl.
How are you going to get along in jail? Is that
homo? That's Cleveland.
I sleep the whole time.
That's
what?
That's Cleveland when he looked like Matt Damon.
Let me see.
Cleveland.
Let me see.
Cleveland looks handsome as fuck. Like that.
Look at that. That's fucking Cleveland.
Let me see.
That's Cleveland.
Wow. Yo, let me see.
That's
he
Cleveland.
Looks like Matt Damon, dude.
He looks like Matt Damon.
Look at you with like fucking biceps and shit. Yo,
that's why your wife's fucking a guy that's.
I was gonna bust because of the confidence, but like, dude, you look fucking handsome in that picture.
For you? I don't have issues with that.
She's not fucking him anymore because she got fired.
You know what pisses me off?
Apple, you look outstanding. Why are you with him? Come over
because
here.
Because her hair got done. Somehow.
Apple, come over here.
Biggums, I'm gonna
listen,
be
is he in jail every weekend? I'll
tonight.
Pick you up Friday night.
Biggums, yep. I love you. But the thing that grossed me out about you the most, even though you're the best guy in the world, is you always bring these hot-ass girls over, right? Like, you always have hot broads. I'm not denying that.
It's a pegging thing.
I mean,
I'm
like,
sorry.
No, don't apologize. But you're too, like, they love you so much that they're too lazy, like, or you don't care enough to roll over and get on them. So I've watched you take your cane and rub your cane on their pussy.
Oh, this is the cane dude?
Yeah.
He'll do whatever he wants.
Like look at that cane.
He's fucking big.
Oh he rubs that on their pussy because he doesn't feel like moving to get near it.
Speaking to the mic.
Cleveland just smells the
I know.
This is my cane.
That's the closest he's been to pussy in fucking how long?
Yeah, last night I fucking felt 10 of
only because you're on stage with
no Novak is just jealous.
I agree.
Novak
I agree
is jealous. Novak is jealous because he was in jail.
I am jealous.
And we were in Atlantic
I'm
City,
big time
and
jealous.
Every girl wanted to talk to everybody, and Cleveland got Frenched by 10 girls.
Did he really?
I
would have boned 10 girls.
Did he go to a titty bar? What are you going to say?
Would have.
You're not on mic. Who gives a shit, Cleveland?
I know. Cleveland, just shut the fuck up and go.
Look, was there a titty bar or what?
Go do ups and downs in the ocean like fucking whales and sea otters.
Was it a titty bar to get 10 girls kissing? Yeah.
Apple, so you know, if I was with them, you'd be right next to me.
Yo, listen, since you're away on weekends, we'll send you pictures.
Apple, you must have got your hair done today.
No,
Apple,
I
you
really
look
didn't.
Outstanding.
Yeah, right.
No, I
who
swear,
did
I really
it then?
Didn't. I did.
Apple with
I
the fishnet stockings
like,
on and shit.
Well,
what
would you do?
Night, but now it's like
it looks like
curled.
You went to a hair salon.
No. I worked on a plan.
No,
and
she lightened it.
No,
Novak, if you fuck this up with Apple, you're stupid.
I know. And I worked on a plan, and I think it might work. Do you want to hear it?
What is it? I'm dying to hear.
Do you think she's gorgeous?
Bianca? Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, man, my girlfriends love you.
She said enough alcohol, which is probably a lot of alcohol.
Okay.
That.
Oh, listen, I got a funny story for you.
We could have a great night together.
Oh, God. Novak, you haven't said anything in fucking 5 minutes. Somebody put the mic down.
Would you start making sense for Pete's sake? Well,
if not for Pete's sake, at least for Bam's.
We're on the fucking radio and you're hiding the microphone for fuck's sake. Chad, would you play Afterworld, please, by CKY?
Afterworld. CKY yeah, just got off tour.
Chad sings this song, by the way, and Darren's the actual singer, but Chad actually sings this song.
And Chad fucking killed it.
Because we wanted it to be punk rock on this one, and Chad knows how to be that.
I wouldn't call it punk rock, but hey. We're shooting a music video for this tomorrow.
Turn this shit the fuck up.
We're shooting a music video.
Radio Bam Serious 20th Faction.
You fucked up in 93.
Oh, Biggs could be in it, too.
You fucked up in 93.
We could use him. Biggs, dude.
Radio Bang, Radio Bang. 28 function.
Shut the fuck up, Novak.
G-Unit.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up,
Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
CKY yeah. Afterworld Jackass 3D.
Yep. Hey, Biggs, can you switch mics with Jeff?
Here, dude, take this one.
You know what pissed me off? The movie that beat Jackass?
What?
The movie that, topped Jackass?
Nothing.
Say yes.
What did?
Paranormal 2.
Just now?
How gay is that?
No. Nah, it didn't beat it worldwide, though.
No, not overall.
Not overall,
moron.
No.
Maybe I heard wrong. Sorry.
Get your facts right.
Get your shit right, Novak.
I will tell you one fact that is right, though. I was talking to Bianca, and she said as long as she was liquored up enough, and I'm not an ugly guy. Apple's a hot ass. Everything, especially
we all wonder
her
why
pussy
Apple's
is gorgeous. You. It's tanner than her whole body.
We all wonder
and
why Apple's with you. Yeah.
She said, Bianca
tanner
said,
than her whole body. What the fuck is this?
I don't know. Show me your pussy, babe. And she said,
know,
if she
dude.
Had enough liquor in her, we could have a menage a trois.
A menage a trois?
Yeah.
That means three.
What's that? That's typhoon?
Oh, well, what's four?
So, hey, yo, can I pitch it for
him? Catch, it's catch.
It's play catch.
Bianca, do you know what menage a trois plus one is?
Catch. In French, it's catch.
So we're going to have a catch.
Whoop.
Well,
catch what?
Feed us
everything.
More beers, dumbass.
Well, I don't think it'll happen tonight.
Let me talk to Chad.
I got one.
Yep.
Chad.
Yep.
What do you think of this?
Yep.
We're presenting an award for Europe MTV Awards, and it's to Lady Gaga, and it's the whole Jackass crew, and I'm the one who's presenting.
Yeah.
And who's next to me? Danger Aaron. And what is he doing? Shooting photos of himself and the crowd to put on his Facebook.
You did this already, and that's what he did?
That's what he already did.
That's what Louis does while we're on stage, and he's supposed to be fucking teching my guitars.
Like, wait, Lawrence right here?
Louis, why are you trying to steal CKY's thunder, dude? What the fuck?
Louis, but at least Louis, he's not in the band.
Right.
And he's like, a true friend.
You don't go on stage to present an award and fucking shoot photos
yeah, that's
of everybody
pretty
and yourself.
It'd be like me going on stage with you and shooting
photos ridiculous.
Of myself.
They're already on TV, and so is he. There's already photos being taken, like, in action.
How does he not know to not do that?
Did you blow his
I don't know. Take the rest of his teeth
I didn't know he was doing it because I was presenting the award. But when I saw it on TV, like, Bianca was like, do you see this? I'm like, oh my God. I'm
one
like,
question.
This is he serious?
Maybe he Bianca serious? Needs to be his publicist.
Maybe she should
you
be.
You should, dude.
I think Bianca's a babe.
Yeah.
Are you trying to fuck her now in front of Bam's face? That's really fucked up.
Yeah. Lawrence.
I'll beat you up for that.
Is that what
yeah,
you're
Lawrence.
Trying to do?
And
yeah,
so
Biggins.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment anyway. So
well, I'll take
you.
It as a compliment, but I'll also take it as beating your fucking
I agree.
Ass.
It's a compliment, but an insult in the same. So
this is a violent radio show.
Because totally
you showed up.
Silly.
A pagan shows up to a radio show. Do you think it's going to be a fucking church service?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're supposed to talk about
the pagan who shows up has to say the violent radio show.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What would you like to hear? Because we do have 5 minutes left.
Big and
oh, yeah, tell you the story.
What's your favorite song? Tell me a story and then play your favorite song.
Somebody put drugs in my drugs, and I allegedly stopped traffic on the bridge.
Hold on, put your microphone up.
I allegedly stopped traffic on the bridge, and everybody said, no, don't jump. I said, I'm not jumping. I'm looking for fish. I said, get off my bridge. So I had traffic all the way backed up, and allegedly they said that... I was telling people to get off my bridge and shit. I can't believe people would do that to me.
Because
they put drugs in your drugs.
I
yeah,
put
which is what we're coming to.
Can I ask one quick question before we play?
Wait, you haven't drank alcohol in how long?
23 years.
That's impressive.
Cheers to you, my friend.
I'm fucked up natural. Yo, hey, can we tell the story when we all got pulled over? Where's Louis?
Go ahead.
I was there.
I have one quick question.
When we dropped Louis off.
Yeah, we dropped Louis off downtown. We dropped Bam off at the airport. And we're coming back. I'm driving Bam's Mercedes. And, like, there's three black cars going down Oregon Avenue. And we were going to go... Where were we going to?
The steak place.
Turkey Hill. Tony Luke's. We're going to Tony Luke's, and they were closed.
You dropped me off, and you got pulled over, didn't you?
Yeah, so we crossed over Broad Street, and the cop puts the lights on, so I pull over, and I think, we are so screwed. Like, I'm in a Mercedes, and, like, they're going to look at the
window. That's not even in
your
name.
Not my name. Peggy's driving, like, this, like, badass car, yeah. Right?
This asshole with a mohawk.
I got this fucking mohawk guy with this orange hair and sitting next to me, and I'm like, orange. I got a Peggy t-shirt on. I said, we are so going to fucking jail. But the guy says, well, I said, what did I do? He says, well, you made an illegal turn. I said, dude, I've been on Oregon Avenue since Tony Luke's. We're going to Phil's Steaks because it was closed. And he says, oh, well, there was three black cars. We didn't know which one it was. We just wanted to see who pull over. I said, well, I'm being a responsible guy. You know what I mean? You know? And I was like, dude, if they run my license, there's going to be 1,000 cops here. We are so fucked.
I have your Lamborghini key by, you know, just so you know.
Dude, you can go to jail.
Why?
Another 5 years for you having a key to a car.
Why do you have
because
that?
Because when he stole that... The jacket he's been wearing for the past 2 months. Yeah. It was in the pocket.
That's a bad thing.
But the question I wanted to ask was, real quick, let's take
Apple,
2 seconds.
I'm raiding your house. I want all my jackets back.
You have none. But I saw a picture of you, Andy McCoy, and her sitting on a sidewalk, and he was playing a song. What was he playing?
Probably Papaya.
Papaya!
Yeah, Papaya. Papaya.
So tell me how Europe was, Bam.
I would love to play. Europe?
Good? Badass or what?
Yeah, dude, so good that I can't even, like, fathom.
So much stuff.
Like, insanity. Like,
wow, that's far out, man.
I've just been, like, meeting, like, dudes who own, like, airlines and cell phone companies who are, like, billionaires. Flying me from place to place on private jets. Like,
speaking of which, my kids saw that you made $60 million on a movie, and they had a little list for housewarming gifts, like little things like hot tub, entertainment centers. You know,
I don't know if he personally
said, give us list, Uncle Bam.
Well, I didn't make that.
I'm fucking with you.
Let's give a round of applause to Bam for really fucking going balls out on this and taking any stunt and doing it and really making the movie. So
why don't you just suck the dick?
He's my friend, and I think he deserves it.
All right, fine. Round of applause.
You have a hot-ass girl sitting on your lap, and you're trying to suck my dick.
Hey, Bam.
No, Bam.
Hey, Bam, good job.
Novak.
Good job. You're still
getting raped. Well, thank you.
Good job.
Novak, you're still getting raped in jail next weekend.
Well, Novak's a certified homo. This is Turbo Negro, Radio Bane Series 28 Faction.
Later. Radio Bane 28 Faction.
I'm
that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.
Don't.